At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Strategies and analysis 7 days a week.
The winning edge.
It's your advantage to more winning
more often.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust over, everybody else in between throwing it down. The Wicked Wednesday has begun. Sirius XM, channel 159 of the Sports Grid Radio Networks. Let's roll. You know how we do it. The Rager Redhead Cam Stewart's going to step up and in. We've got Ian Cameron, AK Babano, Brent Sobleski from the Bleacher Report kicks it with us. We talk NFL football. NFL preseason football continues. We're into week two of the preseason. Kick starts and kicks off on Thursday. CFL football as well. So we got a lot of football talk on the program. Los Angeles Dodgers are smashing the Milwaukee Brewers right now, 7-1 in the top of the eighth inning. As of the Dodgers gunning for their 10th consecutive win. And the Dodgers just aren't, like, winning baseball games, like, during this streak. They're absolutely, like, destroying teams. Milwaukee are a pretty good baseball team. And Dodgers are, like, you know, basically making them look like a bunch of minor leaguers. I think the Savannah Bananas might have a better chance against the Dodgers. And speaking of which, that'd actually be pretty cool. let's see the Bananas against the Major League Baseball team. That's some fun stuff there. But, yeah, Dodgers rolling. Run line players feeling good right now. 7-1. Top of the eighth inning for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And this, you know, the Dodgers are on, like, a complete tear right now to get to this win total as well. We're getting closer and closer. Like, this 10-game win streak, well, 9 right now, nearly 10. And shout-out to Mary Hart from Entertainment Tonight. It's 7-1. It's the eighth inning. And I see that she only just left right now. So I guess she left after the seventh. And I don't know what the deal is. Same dudes. There's that bald dude. He's always in her seat after. It's like this guy knows, like, when Mary Hart leaves, let's just go, like, I've talked about this dude before. And I like that. Look, there's a Buffalo Bill jersey in the second row. I have that jersey. Dude's wearing a red Buffalo Bill jersey in the second row behind home plate right now of the Los Angeles Dodger game. Although I'm pretty much kind of one of those people, not fully, but you kind of stick out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you're at a baseball game, you're wearing a red Buffalo Bill jersey in a Dodger game, sitting in the second row behind home plate. And, you know, I'm telling you, like, maybe I'm just, like, you know, a jerk or something, but, like, if I was the head of security of this, like, I would ask whoever was, like, you know, the worker, I'd say, listen, did you ever notice that basically, like, from the seventh inning on, that it's, like, a motley crew and just whoever seems to want sits behind home plate, and you guys really don't seem to do very much about it? What do you mean, sir? I'd say, well, has this guy in a Buffalo Bills jersey been here all night? Dude that's always at Mary Hart's seat. What's his deal? Right? Like, I'd have a lot of questions, actually, about this, but I don't know. Maybe it's the Dodger policy. sit where you want. If you've got the balls to go and try to sit in a seat, go ahead and do it. I used to do it when I was younger. I used to go sit behind home plate at Dodger Stadium too. You can do it for years. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustle. Everybody else in between, the Wicked Wednesday has begun. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, wherever you may be. Countdown to kickoff is on. I've got football fever. We spent a lot of time talking about Anthony Richardson and quarterbacks last night in the National Football League, and I put the play in. I pulled the trigger. Anthony Richardson, over 675 and a half yards. And I'm so insane that after I put the play in, I was thinking, you know what, I really should have put more on it, and I should put more, and maybe, you know, how much should I put on this? And I'm thinking to myself, like, I was thinking about like 2,500 to win 5,000 back type of thing. And I'm thinking, man, if you're going to start putting like $2,500 down on like quarterback props and stuff, you know, before you've started to pull the trigger on your future plays, you might run out of money. Right? I'm all for, hey, let's go big on things, but you know, it's almost time. The countdown is on right now. We've given you a couple of football unders, college football unders. There's a bunch of NFL win totals that we're really starting to like right now. I think when it's all said and done, I'm not sure we get to 10. And I'm not going to do 10 for the sake of it, right? Oh, an even number 10 as far as the future bets are concerned. There's about 5 to 7 that I really do like, though, in the National Football League, either overs or unders. And college football, I've really focused in on the unders from the collegiate perspective, and we've come up with quite a few that we actually do like. So there's a lot of stuff to unpack. We'll talk football futures tonight. Of course, we've got Major League Baseball. These games are starting to matter right now, especially for the Toronto Blue Jays, who lose to the Philadelphia Phillies this evening. The Seattle Mariners, you know, the Mariners have been on a tear. We've talked a lot about the Mariners and told you since July 1st they've been the best team in baseball along with the Baltimore Orioles. People just don't notice. Number one, I think the Seattle Mariners could be undefeated. They could be like 122-0, and I don't think people would notice because they play in Seattle, they play in the Pacific Northwest. But don't look now. The Mariners have all but caught the Toronto Blue Jays for the last wild card spot. San Diego showing life as they're in the coma. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge?
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency.
Hey, It's the Wicked Wednesday. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the Pits, the Players, the Hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. So last night we talked about the Women's World Cup game in the semifinal. I said it kind of sucks, this thing starting like at 3 in the morning. Didn't really know how to approach it. And I don't know why. Like, I was thinking about it as I was watching the game. I was like, you know, why is it that you can't? Why don't you just place your bet and go to sleep? Does it really matter to you whether it's England or Australia that advance, and can you not find out in the morning? But evidently it does. Like, I'm like, well, you know, I don't care if it's men's or women's, whatever. This is a big game. I got money on it, and whatever. It's only every 4 years. I always think that, oh, it's only every 4 years. But this one really sucked. Like, it went to, like, 5:30 in the morning type of deal. Like, it was, like, and then I couldn't sleep after. It was, like, 7 in the morning. And then I was up at, like, 10 type of deal because of the Women's World Cup of Soccer. And I was wondering to myself, we'll bring Cam in momentarily here. I was wondering to myself, too. I'm like, listen, our boy Matthias is into this. Our boy Julio, JN Reports, Angelo Zara, Carmine, like hardcore, Carmine Bianco from Wager Talk, hardcore soccer fans and bettors are into the Women's World Cup. But as a whole, in North America, I've noticed, like, complete apathy. Complain about, like, you know, the girls on the U.S., the people were happy they lost, right? So there hasn't been, you know what I mean, the TV numbers have been bad. The U.S. have already been eliminated. Canada have been eliminated. So North America is disinterested, plus the games are on in the middle of the night, literally and figuratively. Like, these things are, like, you know what I mean, horrible start times. So I was wondering, though, I was like, I wonder globally, like, you know what I mean, so how much action? So I did a little research on this, and for the record, it's unbelievably popular. Because something isn't big in your backyard doesn't mean that it's not big, right? And, you know, looking at the numbers here, this is from Reuters. British bookmakers have seen a surge in the number of bets placed on the Women's World Cup compared to previous years. Britain's William Hill, which is now owned by bookmaker 888. I did not know that. That they were now owned by, I guess that's what the company, the parent company is, under the Will Hill moniker. Now, we all know, listen, Bet365 is the biggest sports book in the world. It's the biggest one in Britain, right? They're a British company. They're on the stock exchange and stuff. So just imagine, this is just Will Hill's numbers. Will Hill has taken over 900,000 bets on the Women's World Cup this year so far. And we're not into the final yet. So you got to imagine it's going to hit like a million bets, which is pretty significant. Though they say it's actually not as much as the action that they took on the Women's Euro Championship, because that was in England and because of the time difference. Like, the time difference is bad for people in England even. It's not like this time zone is not ideal for, like, this part of the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just isn't. The reduction of quantity versus the Euros could be a result of the morning kickoff times, but it's still significantly more than we've ever taken on a Women's World Cup before. Betting on the co-host and semifinal Australia saw a 200% increase. But just digging deeper overall, the size of women's sports and betting market has grown quite rapidly over the years, with soccer clocking an annual market growth rate of 20%. Since 2020, according to a study conducted by the German Sport University at Cologne. Cologne University. I've actually been to Cologne. So people are betting this. I mean, like I said, this is one book that's taken over 900,000 bets on this. And, of course, now it is England and Spain. They're going to be playing in the final, and we're going to get screwed over one last time with a bunch of goals late in the game when we have the under. And we're going to get screwed over because the game is Sunday night at like 3 in the morning. I'm just glad I don't have to think about this till Sunday, right? For me, I'm like, you know what? I'm getting tired of this, to be honest. Between the soccer and F1 and stuff, like, and F1's been off for a couple of weeks, but, you know, I'm waking up at 5 in the morning to watch F1 races. I'm staying up all night to watch women's soccer and stuff. This is getting, you know, I'm awake more than a cokehead is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, seriously. I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, you know, seriously. It's like an insomniac, like, pill addict or something like that. And people say, oh, you know, you got to get up for one night to watch the U.S. play at 3 in the morning. Welcome to our life when you actually watch everything, for real. But, hey, we're sports fans. So, to check in here with us. Rob Gronkowski gave a Super Bowl prediction today, actually. I wanted to get to that. Rob Gronkowski was asked, if you could pick one team, if we gave you one bet, and it was on one of the fans, he's a FanDuel guy, so it was on a FanDuel show. They said, you know, if you could bet on one team, one bet, who would you take to win the Super Bowl this year? And he said, my pick might surprise you, but Rob Gronkowski picks the Dallas Cowboys to win the Super Bowl this year. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, probably disagrees with that. What's going on, Cam?
Big time. Hey, sorry, Gabe. I just realized, too, Gabe, that new phone that I bought, it doesn't have a port. So I'm, like, trying to put my headphones in it like the other one, and there's no hole. And I'm like, what? Like, no, you don't have a hole? Like, you know, to put, like, the headphones in so I can hear you. So I'm like, what the hell? Like, who doesn't make a phone with the head jack so you can, like, listen to tunes and stuff? Anyway. Oh, God, I hate this. Like, honest to God. Yeah, they suck. It really does. Like, I like my old one better. Anyway, death taxes and the Dodgers. Your team is on fire, Morenci. Honest to God. After some of the things that happened with the Blue Jays tonight. But I hate his pick. I think Dallas, no way. They'll always find a way to screw it up. I'm going to tell you, I think the Seahawks have a better chance to go into the Super Bowl than Dallas.
I think that's a fair statement. Or I should say the same amount of chance. You know what I mean? Seattle are good.
Like, I know.
They're really good.
And I agree.
I was talking about this last night. We were talking a lot about Anthony Richardson, and I like Anthony a lot, but I was saying about how the Colts wide receiver core isn't very good. And Pro Football Focus has the rankings of each team's wide receiver, and they're pretty accurate and well-respected as far as the grades are concerned and stuff. They have the Indianapolis Colts 26th ranked as far as wide receivers are concerned. You know, they bring in the former Buffalo Bill, Isaiah McKenzie. McKenzie's a good slot guy. He's not bad. Good slot guy. Alec Pierce actually came on strong last year at the end. And you've got Michael Pittman Jr. So it is what it is. But, you know, by NFL standards, this is not an elite core of wide receivers. But I bring this up, Cam, because Pro Football Focus actually has the Seattle Seahawks ranked 5th. As far as their wide receiver core, with DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Ahead of them, they have San Francisco with Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and George Kittle. They've got the Dolphins, number 3, which I'm not really fully sure of, with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Eagles, number 2, and the Bengals, number 1. But Seahawks have some nice, they got good young running backs. They got, like, a very good offensive line. They have a good young defense. Geno Smith has developed into a very good quarterback, and he doesn't, you know what I mean? He can distribute the ball. He knows this offense well. And you've got elite wide receivers. So Seattle, they're a playoff team. We'll see what they can do when they get to the playoffs.
The only thing is, Morenci, when you really break down their team, I think a little bit stronger on the offensive line. And one thing they didn't do that they used to do when they were not a great team, they always had a great pass.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to. Naturally, families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Rush, remember back in the days of Sam Adams, Cortez Kennedy, all those guys, like, that's the one issue I have with Seattle. Like, they're okay at stopping, like, once in a while they could stop the runner. They don't get enough pressure on the quarterback. They don't have that perfect sack guy, you know, to put the pressure
that's
on.
True.
That's their Achilles heel.
It's a good point. It seems like they focus on the secondary a lot. They like that.
Yes.
Like, back end stuff, physical DBs and safeties. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. If you were tuned into the network earlier in the day, Cam warned everybody when he found out that it was auction night tonight. Auction night at the Toronto Blue Jay baseball game, and he said, oh, this could be trouble. Now, for the record, I did bring up that it seems like a lot of nights are trouble for the Toronto Blue Jays. That's what, you know what I mean? But you were correct, Cam. Auction night did not end well for the Toronto Blue Jays. And look, this, remember I've been talking about, like, a team, wasted opportunities? And we're going to go to the phone lines in a second, but wasted opportunities, Cam. Baltimore have lost two in a row, bro, to San Diego now. Right? That's two in a row.
I know.
Now the Jays lose. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, guys, you're stuck at 7.5. You should be 3.5 back. Like, dude, they're 5-5 in their last 10. So are the Jays. You've gained no ground, and they're only playing 500 baseball right now. Wasted opportunities. And guess what? The Mariners won again. Never easy with the Mariners, but the Mariners won again.
I got to tell you something, too, Morency. Like, you talk about the Dodgers and everything you said. It was actually funny. I'm watching the broadcast and whatever, and it's exactly what you said.
Fun?
Yes, yeah. The veterans having fun. The veterans, like, still wanting to win. The young guys learning from the – and I'm watching their game. I go, it was flawless baseball. The guys at the bottom of the order are hitting home runs. The guys at the top of the order, they're generating it. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody's chipping in. They are the total antithesis of the Blue Jays, who just do everything wrong. Errors, mistakes, like everything they do. The thing is, the Jays should be one of the best teams in the league. When you look at the roster up and down and the pitching, like even the pitching. You know what the crazy thing is, Morency? Kikuchi's a guy that wasn't even supposed to be in this league. He's almost like he's the comeback player of the year. Look what he's doing this year, and they can't win. Like they were supposed to be good as him as a fifth starter. He's their best damn pitcher right now. It's really pissing me off.
Now, I saw a tweet. I want to give credit to Paul Frank on Twitter, who I do not know who is, but I saw him tweet. Lots of great items to bid on at the Jays Care Auction this year. Number one, smoke your weight in pot with Kevin Gossman. Number two, a tickle from Davis Schneider's mustache.
A tickle.
This was my favorite nut one, Cam. Number three, get blocked on Twitter by Mike Wilner.
Yes! Wow, that's some funny stuff, man.
Strike out Paul DeJong. You bit on strike out Paul DeJong.
Yeah, I told you DeJong. That guy's brutal.
And finally, in closing, apologize to Kikuchi. He's the one, like you said, he deserves the apology, Kikuchi. He's the one he's been.
No, great. Gabe, you know the craziest thing is? Three of my buddies and Billy the Doorman have been banned from, like, Wilner's show. Like, they'll call in and, like, rip him and stuff. He goes, you guys can't come on. Like I know, like, this is just a circle of friends that I know. How many people have been banned? Like, are you kidding me?
I think. I'm not banned by a lot of people. But I said something once that I think I got put on the ban list once.
I don't think I'm welcome.
No. Let's see. No, I don't want to say it's not true. No, I'm good.
You're good? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not bad. I'm not Ben.
I think I am. But
I thought that was a nice. I thought that was a funny tweet. The guy those.
That was good.
Auction off band by Mike. Basically, guys, Mike Wilner's like the Blue Jay, like post game show host, and he's kind of like, he doesn't need to be told to be a homer type of guy. Like he's like the home like. People will call in. Like, and he was like, no, everything's fine. They're like, it's not fine, Mike. We've lost six of the last seven. It's not fine. And he's like, you're banned. Right?
Yeah,
I
yeah,
need
no,
a negativity.
No,
I don't need a negativity.
That's the thing. And the thing is,
we're not being negative. Yeah. Like, the callers aren't negative either. They're just, like, real. But the thing is, the broadcast is owned by the team. Like, they own the network. They own everything. So everybody's scared, right? It's that dance around eggshells. Wow, you know. Like, I saw the highlights tonight, Cam, with the sound down. You would have thought they won the game. They put, like, a package together like they used to do with the Leafs. With
Osborne, the thing is, though, Gabe,
well, guys,
callers make legitimate points. Callers make legitimate points. They're like, no, you don't know anything about baseball. Like, that's like the whole thing. And it's like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, the guy knows a lot about baseball.
Yeah, he gives that. Yeah, like, I'm around them. You're not.
It's the elitist, like, I know more than you type of crap, and people hate it. Like, after a while, they're like,
Jeff
they're like, we're
the
done.
King of that, but that's another story.
No, let's not go down that road. Yeah. We got enough problems, man.
You got Bob. Feel free for people to let us know what announcers bother you or post-game show hosts. Bob in Vermont, who's really from New York, but he's in the Witness Protection Program. He lives in the undisclosed mountains of Vermont here right now. What's going on, Bob? How you doing? Yo, Bob.
Bob. Uh-oh, the Kush. It knocked him out. He's napping?
He'll be back. Nothing sees.
Wow. Oh, that's the thing, Renzi. It's like you're introducing the band, and you find out starfished in the green room, you know? It's like, what's going on
here? Good job, Bob. Glad you're ready. I went to the bathroom, Gabe, sir. I didn't know.
That's the thing. That's why you take the phone in the bathroom. Always be prepared. I don't even have a phone with a jack, and I still got on the show. You got you need a plan B. Yes.
Wow. You got to be kidding me. Is this true?
Yes.
Clam chowder? Is this true? Is this you, clam chowder? Clam chowder.
Oh, my. What the heck is...
Hold on. Matthias, hold on. We got... I'm
Matthias,
starting to think that it's not our callers here, bro.
If Gabe could grab your neck right now and, like, strangle it like Homer to Bart, like, you're there. Yeah.
Cam, I swear to God, Cam, this is a flashback to Herb Dean.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God, that night, the Herb Dean.
Herb Dean. And then the best is you. Fourth time, you're like, screw this. We're not doing it. He said, I'm sorry, Herb. Remember you lost it on Gentilly. You're like, this is a joke. We're leaving, hanging Herb out to dry.
I remember Heath Herrick was losing, and he goes,
it was embarrassing.
On here. What are we doing?
You know what it was? It was embarrassing, because we were actually doing a really good show, and we hit a roadblock.
Herb Dean. It was like, I was told like five times in a row, no, Herb's really there. I was like, he better be there. And I'd go to Herb Dean, and he wasn't there. So I've been told Bob in Vermont was there, and I was told Clam Chowder in Montreal was there. 0-2. What's going on, Matthias? Got some.
You know what, Gabe? You know. Something's with the phone lines right now, but I'm going to figure it out because they're calling back right now. So hopefully we can get this figured out this time. Cam's phone's working.
Godspeed, Morenci. I wish you the best tonight. I might as well take a drive down to King Asian. They're still open, right? Yeah, I saw the lights were on. I feel like some Chinese.
Is Babano here? Is Babano there?
Babano.
Yep, right here. Just
hey, see? Babano. Just late.
Wow.
The phones are working, boys.
There you go.
Because Babano's here, so we're good.
So what are you saying? That both Clam Chowder and Bob are phone challenged?
They flaked.
No, listen, Clam Chowder's like a, he's a payphone warrior. So yeah, let us know. Let us know. Because for the record, they don't rip you, Matthias. They're going to go on Twitter and rip us. Oh, Morenci left
me. Yeah, of course.
Screwed us over. Not like the old days.
Just a question about payphones, though. Like, they don't have a time limit, right? Like, once you put in your coins, you're good to go forever if you want, right? Like, they don't cut you off.
Yeah, but
that's
they
kind of
don't
thing.
Exist anymore. I don't know where you find something. But
actually, yeah, there's a payphone right up the street from me. I actually used one when I was really desperate at the McDonald's up there, Gabe, where you know that little mall. There's a payphone there. I see a lot of grifters there, but there's still a payphone there. Some people use it.
There's not one payphone left in New York City.
Not one?
Crazy. No, they took
I saw a guy in a payphone in a strip mall in Mississauga, Gabe, and I looked at that guy, I go, that guy's on America's Most Wanted. Like, he looks very familiar to me. Like, he gave the people this death
Let's
stare.
Be real.
Like, there's actually two, there's two payphones there. Gabe, is it crazy that I have three payphones in a 1 mile radius to me? That's very rare these days, I would think.
Be reflective of the your type of neighborhood.
Community I live in. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Camps. Yes. Oh. Struggling.
Most communities here, they have like Tulsa charging stations and stuff. You've got payphones. What's your thing?
I got payphones.
Payphones in the hood. You got payphones still. All right, so Babano's with us, and I don't know what's going on here. So with Clam Chowder and with Bob behind the scenes, we'll figure it out. So how you doing tonight, Babano?
Well, we're doing good. We're ready for the BMW. We've got more golf picks. No cut this weekend. I kind of like that for a change.
I saw you tweeting about week. Soup the other day, Babano. You enjoy your soup for lunch?
I did. Yeah, I did. I don't eat tons of soup in there.
What did you get? What kind of soup did you get?
Chicken tomatillo is what I ended up getting. It's got some cilantro in it, and it's really, really spicy. Really much enjoyed. It's delicious.
The battle likes
you
see
chicken
spicy.
Tortellini? I like mine extra spicy. You should see.
He should be on a payphone. The battle's taking shots at payphones, but payphones sound better than his phone. Like, you gotta get your new phone with that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
You've even admitted it, Babano. What'd you say? No, your mic died the other day, huh? See, your mic, your phone. I think your phone is next, bro.
Babano, I'm on a phone from like 1983 right now that I found in a drawer that had a jack, and it's still, I found a way to like download Lucy, and we're here. I don't even know how the hell I did it, to be honest with you.
So that's your phone? You just found like an old phone that was lying around your house? You said,
I'm just using this one?
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's from, what's that
the question
Chinese
is, can
company
you get
that was pretty
on,
dangerous?
Is it working?
No, you cannot bet on this phone, but it downloaded Lucy, and that's all I care about for tonight. My other one's my betting phone.
All right, chaos. We'll reset on the other side. What's in Cam's bag? Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Whoa, doctor. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Moranci, the principal of the hustlers, the people to bust them, and everybody else in between. We got the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart in the house. Ian Cameron throwing it down with us as well. Major League Baseball, the pennant chase is on. A wild card chase is on. Wild night at Wrigley tonight. The Cubs with a dramatic 4-3 win over the Chicago White Sox. Seattle Mariners beat Kansas City in another high-scoring game. 6-5 tonight. And Yankee fans keep crying about being under 500. And I'm sure everybody in America cares, right? As if. Speaking of which, like Bob, I was hoping Bob the Yankee fan would have stepped up and in. But Bob's, I don't know, Bob's in a matrix somewhere. But I understand we do have the biggest Patriot fan in the world, Clam Chowder, in the house. Is this true? Are you with us, Clam Chowder?
Hey, gimme,
what's in the kitchen? How you doing, Chowder? And don't forget, the Chatterbox is here, too. Banana's here.
Yeah, Chowder.
Hey, I'm going to meet Chatterbox in Hamilton soon.
All right, Clam Chowder, I'll be there. You let me know when you're going to come down for a Ticats game.
All right, listen, Chowder, I brought this up earlier. Your boy Rob Gronkowski picks the Dallas Cowboys, Chowder, to pick the to win the Super Bowl. He didn't pick the Patriots. He picked the Cowboys.
Yeah, she has a lot of Clam Chowder out in behind.
You say that in his brain, but okay.
He's got Clam Chowder for brains.
Well, listen, you don't even think Chowder. You don't think. What's your take on the Patriots this year? How many games are the Patriots winning this year, Clam Chowder?
Yeah, 13. We have
13. This guy, yes, I love Chowder.
What, 13? 13-4 this year?
I love him.
They're not. She's not the way she used to be. But we have Stevenson, and she could be in the second down, third down. You know.
Very good running back, now Stevenson. That's very ambitious. That's I like your positivity, Chowder. 13.
He's always positive.
And of course, we got O'Brien as our new offensive coach. Hey, we can't be down all the time.
Well, I was gonna say at least you can't be worse than last year, right? That's the thing. Got to be a little bit better. Problem is, Chowder, what about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers with the Jets now.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is like flying nun.
Flying nun! That was amazing! This guy... You know what? I'm kind of a Chowder. Nun. I have a... Hey, maybe the Jets finished last in that division game.
I've
like,
never
you
heard
know,
that
like,
about Aaron Rodgers. No,
that was
a lot
awesome.
Of fake people... A flying nun, huh?
Aaron Rodgers, awesome. listen, people. Aaron Rodgers is the a crony that he used to love, the Rodgers in the neighborhood, you know? But the neighborhood doesn't love him.
The neighborhood doesn't love him. Chowder, you're on fire. Oh, he's on fire tonight.
The flying nut.
He's so
nut.
Right, though. No, Gabe, actually, I'm agreeing with a lot of things Chowder's bringing right now. I like it. Yeah?
Chatterbox, are you alert? Is your phone working, Chatterbox?
He's talking to you, Babano.
I got a red alert, OPP, for you, and it is October 13th at Hamilton, and the row is 1, and the section is 15, and the seats are 29 and 30 with the great Oshawn No.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to be
Friday
in Hamilton, Toronto, October 13th.
Did that just happen, Marantz?
This
guy is literally
with
like
my mascot. Feel the passion.
Oh my God, this guy, Gabe. This guy, 10 out of 10. Like, I don't even know what to say.
I'm going to be in front of Whipping the Kittens behind.
I was at the Argo game on Sunday with Darsh and Hainser, Chowder. Good times. Good times.
Yeah.
You weren't there to steal my Pepsi, you Pepsi monster.
I got the picture.
How many Pepsis a day are you down to, Chowder?
You were smiling like a hot tomato with him.
Like a hot tomato.
Oh, God. Marenzi, this guy, he's bringing it
like
tonight.
A hot tomato.
Oh, right, he's Chowder. So right.
Let me get a couple more. Oh, Chowder, let me get a couple of more predictions from you. So you said 13 wins for the Patriots. What about for the Buffalo Bills? How many games are the Bills winning this year?
The Bills, man, the Bills are going to be running the wagon. Off the wagon, around the wagon, under the wagon, on top of the wagon.
That's
so good. Hey, I got something for the Maple Leafs. Rest in peace, Bobby Boomer Bond. I was a little guy, but I was watching black and white TV when he broke his leg, and he had passion, man. He had passion so much that he said, no way, take me up, and I'm going to score the winning overtime goal, and it happened. Rest in peace.
What a great call, Chowder. This guy is Chowder. Like, you know what, Gabe? I'll tell you, a guy up north that my parents know, Kennedy on the Leafs, like him and Bobby Bond. Like, I got to tell you, Chowder tonight, he just blew me away. Like, Marenzi, like, God, this is beautiful.
He brought his game. Thanks, Chowder.
Great stuff,
great
Chowder.
Great stuff, Chowder.
Bring it in.
Love you, buddy.
You going to take us out with some classic
take us out.
Feel the Passion?
Hey, yeah. You know me, guys. I'm a sportsmanship person, you know? And, it meant a lot. Gaby remembers this. Montreal Star. It was a big headline.
What was the big headline?
Mr. Bobby Boomer Bond.
Okay.
Breaking his leg and winning the overtime Stanley Cup winner.
All right.
What about the soup? What about the sauce? Chowder?
Hey, what about the creamy sauce?
Oh, yeah.
Chowder,
Mike Strom, man. Mike Strom was in San Francisco, and he sent me a nice picture that I put all out with the claim bowl.
I'm getting a lot of calls, Chowder, but you're really out here tonight. You're all over the place, but we're coming up to a break in a couple of
minutes,
Chowder. So take it out, Chowder.
It's been a while, so I put a lot of dynamite, and I put the TNT, and I blew it up.
So blow it up here, Chowder.
Okay, let's all have a great amount of secret creamy stuff and keep away from the kitchen. It's all mine. Let's all have a great night and feel the passion. Bye, Chatterbox. See you October 13th. And what's in the kitchen? Take care of the behind and get me. And don't go to a gay place next time.
What the heck is going on?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know it either, but I love this game.
I warned you, Champs isn't Champs anymore. It's a gay faggoty place.
Chowder.
Oh,
what are you doing? What are you doing, Chowder? All right, cut Chowder
off. Yeah.
What's Chowder? What are you doing, Chowder?
What, you mean the place that I got the Seahawks
hey,
from?
Hey, I'm here, man.
Mercy?
I'm here.
Yeah, I know. Cut them off.
Hey, I'm here. Chowder. I love you.
All right, Chowder. All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Love you, bro.
We'll see you when you come to Hamilton, Chowder.
Yeah, same
we'll
here, man.
The red carpet for you.
All right, Matthias, do you know what, hang up means? at some point? We apologize for his language. And I was saying, all right, pull the plug. At what point? I could tell, too. I'm like, I don't know, if he wasn't well or something. But I knew, I'm like, dude, like, it wasn't going to end well. And,
but you know, the thing was, Morency? Yeah, no, it didn't. But it was really nice to see, hear Clam Chowder again. It's crazy. I went to go visit my my parents, and my dad was wearing his Clam Chowder t-shirt that Clam Chowder gave to me. Every time I see it, he loves that shirt.
I'm just in shock now. We had a nice little call until, you know.
Yeah, that's the way life is.
I don't even know what he was referencing. It was a way back playback Chowder. It was going great. And then, whoa, a little U-turn there.
Well, I just wanted him to hang up. I was like, all right, Chowder, you know, just sort of end it. But our apologies, and what can you do? This is why I don't like taking phone calls, to be honest. Right? Because if you don't have a delay, you're screwed.
You know what, though, Morency? I'll tell you one thing. Remember we went to that bar, and I asked you, I go, I think I want to take the Seahawks helmet. It was like that plastic one. You're like, these guys, this has been here like 20, 30 years. Don't worry about it, Cam. And I took it, and that's the one that I almost broke my neck with when we did it on the show, but I still have it. I like that. Great, great place, great bar. That's where we met John Jones that night for Morency's Sports Rage. What a night.
Yeah, that was quite the night. At least it was.
Remember that night? Whoa, what a wild night that was. Then we ended up watching Motley Crue VHS videos. Great party. Great party.
The old Kenny Florian, Clay Guida, John Jones. Yeah, wild night. So as I said, I don't know, I was just ready for some golf picks from Bob and stuff. Now I'm all rattled. I'm like,
here's the deal. I got golf picks, but we're heading up to a break. Babano's got golf picks. I'll stick around till the next hour or whatever.
Hey, Babano, why don't you change the subject and give us some golf picks here?
I was going to say, do I have time? I know the break's coming up, but yeah, I might get these in. There's only a few for BMW Championship. We're going to start with Victor Hovland, 20-1. Cameron Young, 40-1. Ricky Fowler, 40-1. Brian the Lefty Harmon, 55-1. Sepp Straka, 80. And a couple of bombs. Harris English, 25. And I think he's the bottom at the odds board for this tournament, but my golf guy likes him. He thinks the price is outrageous on Tom Hoge at 250-1.
Oh, we got phone issues with Abano. It's just crazy.
What the hell happened? I almost feel like we're a band and we were like slayed at Morency. Like you're down on your knees, like pecking, and the 68,000 people are going wild, and then bam, and then the amps blew up.
All right, we'll redo Babano. Once again, we apologize for Clam Chowder.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Boy. What a
train wreck. All right, we'll reset on the other side. Big time regroup time here. Big time regroup, the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, in the words of Krusty the Clown, the late night anger management class, this is Sports Rage. We're going to try one more time with Babano here. We're going to get Babano's golf picks. You sort of cut in and out quite a bit there, Babano, last time around here. So let's give it another shot here, Babano. What do you got for the BMW?
All right. How am I sounding now, first of all? Better?
Clean.
It's a little better. Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. Victor Hovland, 20-1. Cameron Young, 40-1. Ricky Fowler, 40-1. Brian Harman, 55-1. Sepp Straka, 80-1. And two bombs, Harris English, 125-1. And he thought the price on the lowest player on the board was nuts. Tom Hoagie, 250-1.
Wow.
Swinging for the fences. All right. Yeah. There's only 50 guys, so that's a nice short card right there. What do you think, Cam? We've got Ghosters picks ready to go as
I would like to hear them, Renzi. I thought you'd be proud of me because for a guy that likes to click, 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 I thought about it this week. I go, you know what? I'm taking three or four guys max. Like, the thing is, it really pisses me off. I was on Lucas Glover, like, right before he got hot, and the thing is, I can't believe this guy. He went to a long putter, Renzi. Now he's like the best player in the world. But I only have three winners tonight. I don't know if you want to do it after the 1 o'clock update or whatever. But I'm literally taking three guys. If Gogster or you can like sell me on another guy, I almost took Matsuyama or Morikawa. But right now I have three guys, and the only guy I'm smashing, John Rahm, is my pick this week. 10-1. It was 9. I found him at 10 later on tonight. Gabe, it's triple units on John Rahm. Like, I'm all in on John Rahm this week. Big time.
Normally, I would say I'd be surprised because of the odds, but it's a shortened field, right? There's only 50 golfers in the field. So, you could argue it's the odds don't suck. We'll get Ghosters. Ghosters got a bunch of plays here, actually. And a couple of familiar names, including Victor Hovland. The Late Night Anger Management Class. We'll get Cam's best bets on the other side and more. Bring it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.